Homer author Nancy Lord, Alaska's current writer laureate, has written a new book titled Rock, Water, Wild, An Alaskan Life. It's a collection of essays that paint vivid images of places where Lord has traveled and the impact they've had on her life. KBBI's Marcia Lynn has more.
This is Lord's seventh book, and the stories vary in length from about 2 to 20 pages. She advises readers not to bypass the preface so they know what to expect.
I know a lot of readers don't even read prefaces, but for me, it sort of sets out, you know, what the book is and what my intent is. And so that might just orient the reader a little bit. And then after that, I don't care if people jump around.
The first chapter, titled Being Peter, reflects back on her childhood yearnings for the kind of magical land Lord says she's found in Alaska.
I think now that I was sort of an Alaskan in the making before I ever came to Alaska, as a child in New Hampshire, wanting someplace that was bigger and wilder and freer. And that particular piece is about involvement with the Peter Pan Club, which I was the president of as a child, and my sort of fantasies of kind of having a Neverland kind of place that had lagoons and Indians and pirates and all those things that captured my imagination. And then I came to Alaska and I found actual lagoons.
Lord says most of the essays were written in the last 10 years, although the book does contain some new material. She says it covers a lot of ground.
There's a piece from when I went out to Eisenbeck Lagoon and kind of reported on the King Cove Road out there. And there's a piece about rafting the Taku River in Southeast. And there's a piece about being on St. Matthew Island out in the Bering Sea. And then there's a lot of pieces that are not in Alaska, but there's a whole section like where I sort of carry my Alaskan way of seeing the world out to the rest of the world. There's one piece written in Wyoming, and of course the piece from Russia. And in the end, there's a piece about my father in his old age. And so I'm trying to sort of take the thing full circle back to childhood.
Some of Lord's fondest memories are of the summer spent at fish camp across Cook Inlet from Homer. She no longer fishes there, but shares fond memories of it in this excerpt from the story In Our Time.
Once we'd known the beach by each of its fishing locations, its lines and buoys, the hidden rocks, the way the currents ran at different stages of tide. Here we caught a lot of fish, here a lot of sticks. Here was where the lead line always annoyingly caught in rocks. And here was where we came ashore when the wind blew from the southwest and the breakers were too big by our camp. Here was George's best net, and where we'd pull alongside, bumping boats to see how he was doing. Out there was where the cannery scow anchored, or the tender stopped. Remember how slow our skiff was? Full of fish and bucking the tide, how fast we'd fly back to nets, popping like popcorn with more salmon.
Although Lord is somewhat shy about giving public readings, she says it's a positive way of sharing her work.
I love going to readings by other people, so I just try to keep that in mind. I mean, I love hearing other people read their work, so I feel like, I should be willing to do the same kind of sharing.
Lord is doing what she calls a mini book tour to promote Rock, Water, Wild, with readings in Kodiak, Homer, and Anchorage. In Homer, I'm Marcia Lynn.